Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
You guys remember RoboCop, right? Where the cop he gets killed and most of his body is destroyed, but some of its remains, and so they turn him into a machine.
Yeah.
So Adam was in a major, people don't know this, I'm going to share the story. Adam was in a horrible accident years ago. Horrible.
Yeah.
And all that remained was most of his brain and his dick. Mm. And so the rest of his body's machine, except for his real penis and brain.
Gotcha.
So.
It's like Universal Soldier.
That's right. Oh, wait, maybe it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
you have a computer brain and computer dick?
Yeah.
Oh, I mixed it up. Yeah. Computer dick.
Computer super dick. Brain and super dick. Yeah.
Mm. Penis, erect, now.
Yeah, that would be great.
I am growing. So why are you in a bad mood, Adam?
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just, I want to freaking punch you guys in the cock right now. That's all.
Oh, that's what you. That's when you're in a good mood. That's what you want to do. Yeah, no. That's weird.
No, it's not in a bad mood. You know, here's the thing. This is the problem that I have, and I think we should have seen this coming, because one of the best parts about Mind Pump is that we all started this, and we all have this passion that and a vision that we all had for it. And it was never about money. It was never about let's do this so we can make money doing this. I mean, that's really, we kind of stand against that in a sense, right? But in all reality, if we're going to do it full time as a business, we have to make fucking money. Let me finish here, fucker.
See, here, I told you that.
I was going to jump here. In, but I knew he was going to scold me.
This is the problem I have, is that, you know, all three of these knuckleheads that I'm sitting in this room with right now are all successful businessmen doing other things. So it's really hard to pull everybody away from what they do to focus on Mind Pump. And because it continually is growing organically, you know, there's no effort really put into, you know, us manually growing it, if it was a real business. And so the other day I kind of fired a shot at these guys about, you know, fuck, man, if we all were starving and this was our only source of income and we had to make this business work, Mind Pump would probably be a fucking TV show by now.
You know what? This makes sense now. It makes sense why you went to where I do personal training and spread those horrible rumors about me to try and get me fired. Yeah. You want me to be starving.
I do, dude.
You know what? You're brilliant.
I do.
You're pretty good.
We need everybody to lose their jobs, dude. Yeah. I'm telling everybody right now. All you listeners right now, I have no idea.
We got to get Justin fired next.
He's the one, the cause why I'm not having sex.
Because, Adam?
Yeah. He's planted this seed in my wife's head so I can't, you know, get laid just so I'll be more productive.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
trying to fuck everybody's shit up right now. Exactly. I'm trying to fuck everyone's shit up because I know all these guys, if I could just back them into a corner, I know what we're all capable of. And I know if you're listening to Mind Pump, you're like, oh, I really like this show. It's really good. It's funny. Whatever. It's cool. I get good information. But it could be so much more. You guys, the vision that everybody has
It's true, bro. You back me into a corner, bro. I'm like a fighting cock. You ever seen a fighting cock?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. With the talons, with the freaking talons that kill shit. You corner one of those things and watch what happens. That kind of cock.
Have you?
You put a cock in the corner with the freaking talons, the metal ones, you're dead.
Like, I saw that video.
You put my cock in the corner, bro, and you're dead.
So
I'm just warning you.
Nobody
backs cock in a corner.
No. My step uncle.
Oh,
no, are you gonna make me sad?
My step uncle.
He's gonna throw some sad shit at
my step uncle is actually the world champion in cockfighting.
Oh, really?
Three time.
Wait, what?
Three time world champion in cockfighting over in the Philippines.
No, wow.
He's from here though. He raises them over here. So have you actually been to a cockfight before? Yeah, no, they're illegal.
I've tried three of them.
He just brought it to the
They're
real.
Illegal, bro. You can say you've been to one.
No. I think they're legal in some states.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Some states.
Back east, there's some that,
yeah,
that
yeah,
are.
Yeah. I was just thinking, when you say cockfight, so do you remember when you were kids and you do pencil fighting?
Yes.
Where one guy holds a pencil and you hit the other one with your pencil to try and break it?
Yeah, yeah.
I just imagine guys do their cock. Hey, you want a cockfight? Yeah.
So you've never seen a real cockfight?
No.
It's actually pretty wild. And you know,
they treat those things like professional athletes.
Oh, well,
I've seen documentaries.
He has a farm, right? And he has levels of, so you have literally there's thousands of these roosters out there. And you have the ones that are just kind of like that are being raised and being trained, and just like Rocky, bro, they're getting trained to fight. Like we put little boxing gloves on them.
You give them a little steroids.
You
give them steroids, and then you give them steroids. You put boxing gloves on them. You get them, and you spar them, and you get them good at it. And you can tell by like their tenacity if they're going to be good or not. And you start separating them by like and there's good genes, ones that were like fighting cocks that have bred with other fighting cocks, and then they get like their own house. They get their own house. Like, it's all hella nice. It's heated. So it's
they give them little chickens to bang.
Sounds like Mike Tyson's story.
It's crazy.
Bro, I'll let you guys know right now that I come from a long line of, you know, some of the best fighting cocks you've ever seen in your life. I do, personally, my cock.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do.
Comes from a long line. So that's why you're angry, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm not angry. I can't be mad at you guys. I love you guys. But it is frustrating. Because I know that. I know you guys all so well. And
it's achieving
our
potential.
It is. And it's like, I really feel like we're running at about 20% of what we're capable of.
I think less.
No, yeah. Give us 20%.
We spend a grand total of 10 hours a week total.
Juggling.
Together. Right?
Six. We're juggling.
Six, three and three.
Right. Well, if you count like social media and stuff like that, maybe a little more, but yeah, but that doesn't really.
Oh God. If we counted all of that, then yeah. Maybe 10
and think about how much I think about it.
Yeah.
How much but you here's the thing. How much we you think need about to make it. Money. We need to make real money in order to make this our thing.
Well, yeah. You know, if we're going
to
finish
stop us from doing like a million other things, you know, we need to just centralize it.
And
it makes sense.
No, absolutely. And I know that, you know, we don't want to be as weak sauce as like send us your money and do
No, we
definitely
got things in the works.
Yeah, no, there's lots of things that are in the works, and that the thing is, we just need to have the time to finish everything and put it together.
True,
with that little bit of time, but
that's one of the reasons why we scheduled the Mind Pump retreat.
Yeah,
we got that scheduled.
Which is what, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
something like that.
3 weeks,
yeah,
3 weeks.
Where we're gonna go off and we're gonna just work. We're just gonna work, for 3 days. Although you want to do it in Reno, I don't know, dude, that's distracting for me.
I don't No, it's not gonna be distracting.
Yeah, really?
First of all, you're not a gambler. So the only thing that would be distracting there are the person that would be most distracted would be me. And if I really feel a need to go gamble, I'll do it at 2 a.m. when you guys are sleeping. So
we'll see who goes to sleep first.
The room that we'll be in will be a nice
son of a bitch.
Will be a nice room that we won't want to leave.
Who shaved my balls?
Yeah. So. My head is going to be on a swivel.
Yeah. Okay. So I made an interesting observation the other day. So I was talking to one of my buddies, and his friend shows up, and it's the 60-year-old man who is a boxer, boxed for years. And if you've ever met fighters are always, especially really good fighters, are usually some of the most humble people you'll ever meet. Very humble, even though they can beat the shit out of you.
They don't have to prove anything. They're already badass.
Well, I was just going to say, this is very contrast to when you go into the gym.
Yeah.
When you go into a gym, you get all these big, you know, dudes, some of them roided out, some of them not, but they posture a lot. And there's a lot of this kind of like, I'm a badass. But if you ever go into a fighting gym, you go to a boxing gym or a jiu-jitsu gym, nobody's like that. Nobody postures, nobody walks.
Inviting.
Right, and I think it's because of the false sense of like everybody in the gym is trying to look tough.
Yeah, it's artificial,
even though no
dude.
One ever really is tough.
Right, right.
And it's so they kind of like they gotta exude that like I'm a big tough person. Nah, don't look at me. But you go in a fighting gym and everybody's super cool.
They're just a bunch of fucking peacocks.
I think so. I mean, have you guys realized that?
Yeah. I mean, they
can't even move well.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Like, are you thinking they're going to punch you hard? I don't think so.
Bro, yeah. Adam's in the room, bro.
Hey, no, I'm not talking about Adam. Everybody else.
Yeah. Be careful. And plus, I was a little hard ass before I became a buff guy. So it's okay. Yeah. So it transfers over.
But you know what I mean? It's like that whole, you know, it's like the ego is, I think maybe because when you fight, because I trained for a long time, I was a grappler, I did a little bit of boxing, but. You get your ass kicked daily. Yeah. So I think that checks your
it's
ego.
It's a humbling experience. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like what Justin said. You have, at that point in your life, and I think this isn't just in fighters where you get like this. When you get to a point where you know you're bad, and let's think about this. I think it's very similar if you were to compare our abilities to train. If some new trainer came in and peacocked on me, it was just like trying to brag about how great they are, what they do, and this and right. that. And they're
yeah, we wouldn't care. Yeah,
I wouldn't care.
My clients are so it wouldn't, much more awesome
yeah,
than
yeah, I wouldn't,
all these results.
I wouldn't even respond. Yeah. I wouldn't even respond. I wouldn't even play into it. It's even like the whole ordeal where I'm at right now in the facility that I'm at. You know, I'm fully aware of the impact that I make in that facility, but I don't need the accolades from mm-hmm. it. I don't need somebody. I don't even need a title. I don't need to be told, "Great job! Oh, thanks! Mm-hmm. You know, you're for helping us out and doing so well." It's like it don't matter anymore. You know what I'm saying? You've already got all that stuff.
We should talk more about this because I think ego gets in the way of a lot of people's progress, whether it be fitness.
Right.
Or otherwise, is that whole ego. I mean, the first thing that comes into my mind immediately is the ego lifting that mm-hmm. a lot of people do, a lot of guys do, especially in the gym,
mm-hmm.
where they're afraid to do better form, with better technique because I'm not using the 45-pound plate.
Weights.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how much is that?
God forbid.
How much is that? Impede people's progress, especially guys trying to build muscle.
Well, let's be honest too. How many of us have been victims of that ourselves? I mean, it's tough to do that, you know, because there is something the blood's pumping, the adrenaline's yeah. going. You got Rage Against the Machine inside your headphones. You know, there's a party that wants to go in there and just always crush it and lift.
And then
you're
hitting those pink eights,
right?
You know what I mean?
it's hard sometimes to. This is also why.
Yeah, but there's a difference. I'll tell you why. There's a difference. The four of us in here, it's not so much about ego as it is about competitiveness.
Right.
Competing with your previous or competing with the guy you're working out with. But if I'm in the gym, like I'll go do trigger sessions. I do them all the time at the gym. So I'm using like I'm 10-pound dumbbells, 15-pound dumbbells. I could give a shit. I know people are looking at me thinking, what the fuck's that guy doing? I don't give a fuck. You could look at me lift these 10-pound dumbbells all day long. Whereas I know a lot of people that would be like, no, I can't grab those dumbbells. I need to use the do shitty form and use heavy weight because people are going to look at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it also goes back to, once again,
you're doing what's best for yourself.
And it's, there is no, you check your ego out because it's just like the fighter thing that we just talked about is you already have a confidence level and you can look around that entire gym and know that you know more than everybody else that's in there lifting. And so to you, it doesn't matter. I mean, a long time ago, I stopped ever even caring about like, PRs and how much I benched or how much I squatted, this and that. I mean, we do it for competitive reasons and for fun, but people used to ask me all the time and shit, I didn't get back to like strength and power type training until we all started hanging out again. Before that, I never dropped below 3 or 5 reps, so I couldn't even tell you what my max was on anything.
And the only reason why you do it now is because you know it helps with your progress in terms of your
physical
progress.
No, it's been great as far as assisting in growth for me,
but not because of ego.
Yeah,
because the other side of ego is also people who are afraid of what they look like in the gym.
Yeah,
I don't care. I mean, I work out a wife beater half the time.
I know.
I do not care what I look like, and I'm not talking about people that like to look good because that's their thing. But there's a lot of people like I'll see women come in the gym, and this full makeup, perfume, like everything to go in there and to work out. That's also ego.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, you know, I don't want to look, I have to look a certain way. Are they trying to attract opposite sex? I don't know. Maybe. A lot of them are married and they're doing that.
I agree and disagree.
Adam's like, I like it when they come in.
Later. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. And that's, yeah.
Say, shut up, Sal.
Don't tell them
stop
to
telling
all
exactly.
frumpy.
Stop okay. telling all the hot chicks to stop wearing yoga pants and fucking makeup, bro. What are you thinking?
Like,
no, I mean, there's a point
helps
that
the gym morale.
I wear cutoff sweats and I wear chucks and, you know, I definitely don't get dressed up for going to the gym, but I make a conscious effort to match my shit. Like, that's just who I am. I'm also that guy who, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night. I just got out of the shower. I'm about to go, you know, smoke a joint and watch a TV show. And all the sweats and comfy clothes I put on will match. And
well, that's what I'm saying. I was just going to say, if you worked out by yourself in your garage, you would still match.
Yeah.
So it's not really about ego.
Well, exactly. That's just, that's I feel like when I look good, I feel good. And that's just my personality. And I've taught clients that are clients of mine that, hey, you know, you work out now 4 or 5 days a week. Hey, invest in some clothes, invest in some workout clothes. You're wearing your baggy Russell sweats that are your husband's and stuff like that. Like, you've worked so hard for them great legs and stuff like that. Like, wear something that complements them. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you'll notice it affect your workout and you'll feel better. So there's,
I wonder if when you go to a strength focused gym, like a powerlifting club or a strongman gym, if it's less evident, the ego part, because if you puff out like Mr. Ego Boy in one of those gyms, and
it
then
doesn't matter.
It's time to lift. Yeah. Like, you're not that strong, bro.
Well, all that matters is your numbers,
right?
Which is refreshing a lot of times. And I don't know. For me, like going into a regular gym setting, my favorite thing is to do what everybody like looks at you like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I wait for somebody to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just like the level I'm at. It's just like, I don't care.
That's the trainer in you too. Cause I used to teach that like as to my trainers.
Oh, to go make a little spectacle.
Well, exactly. Is to go do the stuff that is different, cutting edge, unique. That is not what everybody else is. Cause it'll draw attention to you and people will ask you, what are you doing? Or right. Why are you doing that? You know? So I think that's something that's just been ingrained in you for business reasons. You probably know that's just how you are.
Yeah, it might be some of that, but it's also just going against the grain. You know, like a lot of it.
Such a rebel.
Yes, rebellious. It's not even like I'm trying to be rebellious. It's just that like everything, like what this show is about. It's like I just see flaws and everything. And what is right that's not sexy is way more what I want to attach myself to, because fuck you. You know, like, exactly. Like, I honestly...
Dear everyone, yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, no, you're so popular because, you know, you're PRing this and you're doing the Smith machine, you know, squatting like a pussy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff.
Well, I guess we should talk about that since you just fucking brought it up.
Dude,
right,
you know what? Can I say something?
What?
We've created a bunch of monsters. the Pumphead fans.
I love it.
We get tagged several times a day on people's stuff because they're goading us. They're like, please start some shit with this person. and 90% of the time, we don't say anything.
Yeah. Well,
but every once in a while, what happens is this is what happens. I'll tell the Pumpheads right now. Because we get tagged all the time on stupid shit. We don't say anything. But 1% of the time, one of us is in a mood. You're going to tag one of us, and we're going to say something. That's what happened.
Well, tell them how it went down between me, you, and Joe, how it went down.
So someone tagged us. Are we going to say the guy's name? No.
I don't give a fuck. Say whatever you want to say.
Someone tagged us on a very high-level physique competitor. The highest level. I believe I think he might even be the champion. Someone tagged us on his post because he posted that he's doing Smith machine squats, which is stupid anyway. But normally, whatever, you're going to do your squats, whatever. But then he did this whole post explaining why he does Smith machine squats, why he doesn't go all the way down. And his reasons were hilarious. I don't want my waist to grow. Stupid. I like to keep constant tension. Stupid. So he made this whole post about why he likes to do it that way. And look, to each their own. But again, I couldn't help myself. So I think so. And this person tagged me and said something like, or tagged us and said something like, what do you think? So I'm going to tell them what I think. And I said, Smith machine squats are garbage. That's what I said. And so then this dude came back on, the original post guy or whatever. And he's like, well, yeah, you, I don't know anything, do I? You know, like, you know, because I'm the champion.
Sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, so we kind of went back and forth a little bit, nothing bad. Then Adam puts.
Well, first Joe sends a
Adam
message.
Adam blazes it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's how it went down. Joe? We're in a three group message, and Joe sends over a meme to. And I came in late. I was coming from work or doing something, and you and Joe had been talking back and forth, and I saw the meme. And you were like, I dare you to post that. And Joe's like, oh my God, no. And Joe will post anything. Joe's worse than me, I think.
Yeah.
Joe is like, he don't give a fuck who he rubs the wrong way. He's a monster. And he was like, oh, I don't want to go there with this one. And then I got in and I saw it. And I'm like, I will. I'll write about this for sure.
What did the post say?
Yeah.
What, the one? The meme?
Yeah, the meme.
Here, let's read it. So for our listeners that aren't on social media, they can
have something about explaining why you like to do Smith.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Take me 2 seconds to get to it. There's people that don't follow us on Instagram and aren't into all that stuff. If you guys are, you guys can follow
well,
all of
whatever,
us.
Dude. What it amounts to is the bad information that we're, you know, like that's the only reason I brought that up. It's not I'm trying to attack anybody. It's just if you're going to put out bad information, then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, just beware.
Well, there's really. you know, and the way I explained it, it becomes this whole my way is better than your way baloney. Like, okay, for most people,
right.
for most, the vast majority of you listening right now, the vast majority, a barbell squat is going to be superior to almost any other leg exercise, especially a Smith machine squat. A Smith machine squat is near the bottom of compound movements for your legs in terms of progress, period. A lunge is better than a Smith machine squat.
Absolutely.
You know, leg press is better than a Smith machine squat. So
that's really the issue.
Yeah.
I don't care about who's using it as much as I care about that machine. Like, don't fucking promote that machine. It's
got a thing against it.
Well, the reason why too is, and I did this a while back, I did like a subtle jab to another IFBB pro.
It was a tickle.
Yeah, it was a tickle. I did a little tickle to somebody maybe like a month ago who was same thing. Not only was he was even worse though, because he was wearing a belt, he had his wrist wraps on, and he had 25-pound plates underneath his feet, and he was squatting on the Smith machine.
Mm.
And I was just like, this couldn't get any more stupid. And he was talking about it, promoting it, which that's the problem I have.
They have all these kids that follow them.
Yeah, I don't go in the gym. Trust me, I see my peers all the time doing this. I see them use, and I don't go over and be like, hey, you don't do that. That's stupid. Or, oh, don't you know it'd be so much more beneficial for you? But no, whatever. To each their own. I'm saying, like, I've used the Smith machine. I use it. I've never used it for legs, but I've definitely used it before. So, I mean, it has its place, whatever. And if you're bored and you don't feel like doing something, I get it. But if you're going to post about it and you're going to influence, because that's what I get on the thread and someone like we're talking about right now.
Right.
I mean, he must have had 300 comments under there, and 100 of them are kids are like, oh, we got to do this.
I got to do this.
Yeah. Oh, man, do you hear that? Yeah. You see what Mr. O said? It must be true. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, starting to talk about how it, you know, like all of a sudden, because he puts it out there, people believe it's science and it's right and it is something that they should.
Well,
it's like,
and
that's
here,
the problem I have.
Same thing with the Kardashian chick. I pulled in on that with like some bullshit. Like,
what
product
was that?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't even understand what the cream does. Like, it said something about keeping your shape, while also, you know, while you're losing your weight, but you want to maintain your curves. What the fuck does that mean? Right? Does that, I'm going to rub this on me and I'm going to keep fat just in this area, somehow targeting these fat cells. And so just like, oh, that's great. I'm going to start whacking off with it and see what happens.
Yeah, well, you know,
right?
Every time I use a cream, it grows.
Yeah.
the thing, okay, we got to explain ourselves a little bit, because sometimes I think we come across as being, like we're being dicks. Here's the deal. There's just so much shit in the fitness industry, so much shit being sold to people. And that's where we get our anger, because number one, we were those kids that fell for a lot of the bullshit. And number two, we see other kids falling for it. And we just want to tell them, hey, half of this stuff is dangerous and half of it's a complete waste of your money and your time. And you're a kid and you probably don't have much money. So why don't you, instead of wasting your time on doing something like that, I'm going to inform you on the bullshit that, you know, how crappy it is and how it's full of shit. That's all we're trying to do. Because then we get this argument, because I saw people posting underneath the Smith machine squat post and they're like, but I feel it so much in my legs and they burn. Let me tell you something. I could extend my arm out to my side.
Yeah.
I could put my right arm out to its side, suspend it in air, do little tiny circles, and after about 1,000 reps, my shoulders are going to burn like fire.
Right.
Does that mean it's an effective exercise for my shoulders? No. So just because you feel a Smith machine squat or whatever, or some other stupid movement, you know, a tricep press down with a freaking assisted pull-up machine or whatever they feel like inventing, just because you feel it doesn't mean it works, doesn't mean it's effective.
Right.
So keep that in mind. And I think part of the reason why some of these athletes don't do these exercises, well, I know why they don't do these exercises, number one, because they're hard and they're being lazy. That's number one. Number two, because they don't want to post themselves doing a traditional exercise, because when you post a traditional squat or a traditional deadlift,
you'll get ripped on.
You'll get ripped off because immediately people are going to see how much weight you're lifting.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to post a barbell squat with, you know, two plates on each side.
And especially if you're not getting enough depth. And, you know,
right.
There's this whole thing with trolls, and maybe we're doing a little troll, but here's the thing. Like, nobody else has a megaphone or is even talking about, you know, flaws in the industry. Nobody's trying to redirect people to better information that's popular. So nobody out there is popular that I could think of that is is promoting things that are not sexy, but are efficient and are the way to do things and the proper way to do things.
You know, one of the first things I thought when we were doing that whole, you know, with the Smith machine squat, one of the first things I thought was, this is why CrossFit has become popular right here, because bodybuilders
right.
have fucked up resistance training so bad with all these stupid movements that people stop seeing results. Someone's like, fuck, this body part split yeah. that I'm doing with cable curls and Smith machine this and all these machines isn't making me build muscle. I'm going to go try the CrossFit gym, which has shitty programming,
right.
except it has superior exercises because CrossFit uses
exactly.
squats,
there's nothing
deadlift.
In the middle.
You, right. You got and then this, boom, I'm growing. Yes.
You have this spectrum exactly. of two different extremes and the middle just gets washed out.
And you know what's funny is I will say this. Programming that's not that good, but that involves the good exercises will give you better results than shitty exercises with excellent.
Well,
programming.
That's why we're losing the battle against CrossFit, because that's where they win against when
the exercises.
Yeah, the exercise is superior.
That's it's hard to debate them because it's like, well, let's be honest. If I compared what they're doing in their workouts to what a lot of my peers are out there promoting and talking about, fuck, the CrossFit guy wins. You know, as silly and as stupid as I think the way they're doing things, like it's going to outperform the bodybuilder who's doing, you know, all these cable fly turning sideways on a chest press machine, you know, to work his inner chest. Like that stuff is, it's so, yeah, we laugh, but it's crazy. It's everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And it's become, and I hate to say this, as much as we're growing and Mind Pump is influencing and we see it on a day to day basis and we all high five each other and we're excited. We're losing. We're losing the battle. It's mm-hmm. and every day we're going the other direction. They're winning. There's more and more people sharing that bullshit and thinking that that's the way to train and that's a good idea. When in reality, it's like they're getting further and further from the truth, and we're losing and losing. So
right.
I mean, that just takes me back to how we started this podcast of like the shit that's pissing me off. Like it's the time is now. The time is now to throttle down and to put like all our energy and effort into this push and movement. I know there's a ton of people. Obviously, we have fucking tens of thousands of people that tune in and listen. These people know that this is needed, that we need more of it. It's just that we're fighting upstream.
Right.
It is much harder to do what we're doing right now. It'd be so much easier.
We need more people. We need to start a movement. Is, you know, this is what we need. We can't just do it for everybody.
We need,
you know,
a gang.
What I mean? I'm telling you. People need to step up.
Bro, don't look at the Sicilian guy in the room. Don't do that shit.
We need to start a gang.
Don't do that, bro. Just
Mind Pump Mafia.
Yes, bro. We need to start a gang.
I'm getting excited.
What do you guys think about yellow? It's not red or blue or anything cool. It's not super gangster.
Black and yellow?
Yeah, black and yellow.
Isn't that what football team? Isn't that the Steelers?
Dude, don't even try.
Please don't say Steelers.
And don't even do a sport reference. No. Stop it.
I should stop at the sport.
Yeah, just stop right there.
Is it a black and yellow? It's like a bumblebee. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
The fucking bumblebee, the insect with that could sting the shit out of you.
That sounds real tough.
Here's the thing. Break it down. If you break it down.
I'm angry.
We are the killer bees. If you really
come in this swarm and we kill you.
If you break it all down, I don't know why we sounded this like.
I don't know.
Like a Spanish accent.
I thought we were Italian there for a second.
We were Italian, then we were Spanish bees. I don't know.
Damn it, wrong.
Actually,
accent.
No. It's an old Saturday Night Live episode where they had these dudes dressed up.
Oh yeah, that's where it comes from.
They were Mexican
sombreros,
banditos. Yeah, and they had like the bullet. You know how they put the bullets around their body, like and they'd show up to someone and be like, "We are the killer beast."
We have the killer beast.
Yeah. No, if you took all you would, honest to God, ladies and gentlemen, if you take the most effective exercises and just stick to those and then have decent programming, you'll get far better results. I mean, it's not complicated and sexy and, you know, it doesn't look different. And that's why these people aren't doing it. But you need to do that. And then when it comes to nutrition, if someone comes out and says, "Hey, we got this new breakthrough that's gonna, you know, erase all your bad diet,"
it's just one thing.
It's bullshit.
Oh yeah, it's one thing.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. If someone ever does come out with the one product that does that, you'll hear about it, and that shit will revolutionize the world. It'll change the world.
Oh yeah.
It's called nanotechnology. Yeah. You take a pill. Yeah, that shit'll fuck, you know, do something weird. But until then, no.
You know, it's crazy. You know, you go through school and you're going through business and marketing, and they're teaching the totally opposite of what we're preaching right now. You know, so they teach you to find your niche, to find the one thing.
You're wrong. Yeah. No, you know why you're wrong? I'll tell you why. You're right. They do teach that.
Yeah.
But guess what? What we're saying now, right? What we talk about on the show has become so. It has now become the extreme. We are the niche. All the other bullshit is so believed that what we're saying is now the extreme. This is now the, oh my God, have you listened to Mind Pump? They're talking about all this crazy stuff yeah. like deadlifting and squatting. And they're talking about like eating, you know, balance. We are now, yeah. we have now become the niche. Yeah. So that's what's so awesome is we've waited for it to get so bad that we've entered in. Now we have the, yeah. the different message.
The truth? What? No. Yeah. Is it that simple?
We're geniuses.
What? No.
Yeah.
It's crazy though, because when you think about it, there's not. I mean, who is it?
I'll
it
just was, squeam it.
What's his name? That you were one of you two were firing on him about his protein, the 1.5 gram thing that came out. The Jim.
Yeah.
Stepani,
yeah. So they came out with Stepani, a. They yeah. came out.
Why don't
with
you
a,
talk about that?
Did
you?
Well, there was. Did we talk about that?
No,
or?
No we no. haven't. No, that was another. I was getting irritated with just that promotion. Like he was putting that out there, and it was so blatantly obvious that, you know, he would gravitate towards a study that was promoting a higher amount of protein when in fact he has his own protein line. And, you know, the same thing I saw him sort of describe as he had a weight belt and was starting to kind of rationalize, like wearing
it all the time.
All the time. And that was great, you know, benefit for your waistline.
Well, here's the thing. I respect the guy tremendously. He's a PhD. A lot of the information he puts out is awesome, but then sometimes, you know, he's a businessman. He's going to put out some stuff that's going to benefit his bottom line. And when it comes to protein, there was a study. There was one study that came out that showed that there was a muscle-building benefit to consuming an absurd amount of protein, which in this particular study was 1.5 grams per pound of body weight. Now, if you examine the study, number one, it's self-reported. Now, to be clear, most studies with nutrition are self-reported. But that's just – the reason why I say that is because it's not – it's not the most accurate. Like if I self-report something, I'm either going to over or under report it. It's never accurate. So it's a self-reported study. So these people said they ate this much. Plus the people who ate the higher protein amounts changed their workout. So there's a few factors there that could have accounted for more muscle. But even if you break down the more muscle that they built, it was minuscule. It was statistically significant, but it wasn't that big of a deal. And it's one study. This is how science works. Right. When you look at science and you're trying to find out the truth about something, and there's, let's say, 20 studies, and 19 of them say one thing and one says something opposite, you look at the consensus. So you go with the 19 that say the other thing. The vast majority of studies on protein intake on hard training athletes shows an upper limit in terms of the results you're going to get, or in terms of, getting a benefit of being like 0.7 to 0.8 grams per pound of body weight. Not 1.5. So all the other studies show you don't need to consume 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight to maximize the results of the protein intake. And you have one now that just came out that says 1.5 is better, and with the controls not being so awesome. So which study do you guys think the supplement companies are going to grab onto and promote?
Of course.
Right? They're going to grab onto that one study and say, oh, here's our evidence. Let me break it down for you guys, okay? 1.5 grams of protein. If we took a 150-pound female, average woman, who wants to build muscle and lose weight, she would have to consume 225 grams of protein every single day.
So much. That's more than I take in every day. Right.
So 225 grams of protein a day. Now, what does that look like? Now, try and do that with a balanced diet. Let's try and do that with whole foods. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible in terms of having a regular life, okay? To be able to do that with a balanced diet. Well, so what does she end up doing?
Put it in perspective. A 6 ounce chicken breast is 35 grams of protein. So that's roughly 8 chicken breasts that little girl has to eat.
That 150 pound woman would have to eat.
Yeah.
And on top of it, have a balanced diet with the other macronutrients, proteins, and fats, right? Yeah. So it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible. So what does she end up doing? She ends up eating about 100 grams of protein and taking about 125 grams of protein powder. And this is what they want.
Yes.
Because it's very difficult to consume that much protein in real whole foods. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not against protein powder. I think there's a purpose for them. There's a good use for them. I think they're convenient as hell. Yeah. They're quickly absorbed, so they're great for
post-workout.
What
you're describing is a supplement. They want you to take it in excess as a supplement. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
As a meal.
And what is a protein powder? Protein powder, by definition, is an extremely processed food. We all talk about not eating processed food, and for some reason, protein powders don't fall in that category. Protein powders are food. They're just fucking processed to shit. Matter of fact, protein powder is more processed than a Pop-Tart. I'm not saying it's better for you or worse than you. I'm just saying in terms of processing, they've taken, extracted, and ground it down and turned it into this powder. So you're better off with whole foods. So even if 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight gave you a tiny benefit, I still don't think it would be worth it. Even if that were the case, it wouldn't be worth it. Imagine trying to you know, promote that to people. It doesn't work. Now, if you're some like super anabolic athlete on, you know, anabolic steroids, then you've got a different body. I don't think health is.
Kind of need it.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think health is your number one priority.
No.
But in this case, no. Sorry. Ridiculous. Do not eat that much protein. You'll be wasting your money, wasting your time. You won't be able to shit very well. You'll be constipated every day. People around you won't be too happy when you fart, because you'll be farting all day long.
Dude, for real.
No, I'm glad you brought that up and talked about that, because that was another one that someone tagged us on and then you guys fired away and stuff. You know, I think it's important to be said too, because we have been getting tagged like crazy on all these things. And just so people know, I see them, I look at all of them, and I read them all. I choose normally to not say anything, especially if it's some kid
right.
who's 19 years old. He's got 100 and something followers. I'm not going to troll his page and punk the fuck out of this kid because he's squatting on the Smith machine.
Yeah, we like the big influencers, the movers and shakers, exactly. the ones that
you
are.
You guys realize you're just encouraging them to do it more now.
That's okay.
Oh, no.
that's okay, but I just want people to know that I don't see it, and I'm ignoring it, because we mentioned it before about tagging us and things like that, and I don't want you to think that I don't read it, or I just, you know, pass on by or I'm scared to say something to someone like that. It's that I'm not here to just beat up on some young kid who doesn't know any better. That's the last person I want. I want somebody of influence. I want somebody that should know better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're out there and you're promoting a message that like a gym, you know, like a Buendia, like somebody like that, that's got, you know, 100,000, half a million people that they're influencing that are following them, and they're giving out bad information, those people I want to say something to. And those people will get on there and stir shit, and we'll probably end up getting blocked. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's the type of stuff that we want to combat. You know, a kid who posts that, you know what? Tag the kid and tell him to listen to Mind Pump, or, you know, share a Mind Pump with him. Try a different approach with someone like that. Help that kid out. You know, we're not here to bully people. I don't want to be somebody.
That's
who
a
does.
Great point. I mean, and that's not what we're trying to be. We're not trying to be the bully beat down of fitness or anything.
Yeah, it's just tease everybody doing the wrong
dude,
thing.
And I understand where everybody's coming from, getting fed all this bad information. Like what else do you have? What else do you have to look up to? You know, we're trying to influence in, you know, from a truth perspective. So, you know, our biggest mission is to redirect. So redirect all this attention with the bad information and bring it back to sound reasoning, science-based, you know, application. So that way people, you know, will be more educated as a whole. And, you know, we all can get better at this thing. You know, it's about just, you know, helping people, because we really want to help people. But it's tough when people like block that process. And if there's these blocks in the way, you know, we're going to bust through them. So it's not bullying. It's taking that information and you know, extracting it.
Yeah. And like I said, someone who's young, I would much rather have a positive approach with a kid like that, and let's try and help him out, and let's not embarrass him. You know, like I said, that is not the message that we want to send. That's not what we're trying to do to them. Hey, shit, at one time I was that kid. You know, at one time I was the 22-year-old kid that was doing, you know, stupid stuff, you know, and didn't know better because of all the information.
Well, I was just going to say, like, how much time do you guys think we have personally wasted?
That's it.
On
wasting
our own
time.
Training. And
great point. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, just be careful of that. You know, you guys don't go out punking and bullying. I think we want to set a good example when it comes to stuff like that. As raw as we are and as funny as it all is and everything like that, you know, get after the people that need to be getting after. You know what I'm saying? Get after the guys that are grown-ass men and women in the industry that are pushing this stuff on hundreds of thousands of people that are selling bullshit, and they know it's bullshit. You know, those are the people that I'll fucking roast. Yeah. Those people I'll fucking light up all day.
Mm-hmm. So you're not safe.
That's right.
If you're out there, you're not safe. You're talking bullshit,
hide
we'll come
your
after
kids,
you.
I don't care hide who your
you
wife.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump and leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.